Welcome, 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 everybody, back to another episode of the Trans Lesson Plan Podcast, your go-to podcast for transgender history. As always, I'm your host, Mari, and it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you all again on another Sunday afternoon or evening, depending on where you're at, where you get to enjoy a very quick 10 to 20 minute episode on some transgender history. Today is Mother's Day, so shout out and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers and or parents, obviously to keep it gender neutral, who have children today. I'm sure that your children are fantastic individuals, and I'm sure that, you know, depending on if they can talk or not, you know, I'm going to vouch for your kids and say that your kids absolutely love you, and they think that you are some fantastic role models. Fantastic role models. You're sharing your children early the uniqueness of being who you are and why it's important to be authentic, and I think that they absolutely appreciate that. So shout out to y'all. You know, we wouldn't really be here if we didn't have the visibility from you. If you are a mother who is an ally to a child who may be trans, thank you for being an amazing parent. I know that it was probably confusing time, maybe a time that you just weren't familiar, you know, weren't familiar with, but you stood by your kid and made sure that your child's happiness was first, and that's extremely important. So thank you for being amazing parents to your kids as well, and being a very, very supportive ally too. So shout out to everyone today. You deserve it, moms and parents out there who are either allies or, like I said, part of the community. We greatly appreciate both sides of that. To my mom, who I'm sure was listening, thank you, Mom, for being an amazing mother, an amazing ally. Loving me unconditionally, even when you didn't know what was going on at one point. but continuing to learn from me, continuing to support me, continuing to be by my side with everything that I went through. If it wasn't for you, I really wouldn't be the man that I am today. So thank you, and I love you, Mom. So with that, if you are new here, welcome to your very first episode. It's season 5, episode 2, so we haven't really been in too long. Well, we've been here long, but you kind of got in early with season 5 to kind of hear the first 2 episodes. This is the second, and you hit your first one if you haven't listened to it yet. So when you got some time, obviously after you listen to this episode, please go ahead and check out the previous seasons. I think you're going to love all of the very quick content that I created just to make sure that you are having a platform to where you can hear these untold stories of transgender history and experiences. So dive into that rich history that is often overlooked and not told at all. So thank you so much for that. To my returnees, welcome back. Thank you for continuing to support this podcast, because it means a lot to have you all here. I'll mention this towards the end of the podcast, but it's been a very hard couple of weeks with the podcast. Not like, you know, me creating episodes or something or nothing like that, but something outside of it that I'll mention, that I'm hoping that all of my active listeners, all of my supporters will be able to back me up with, because I can actually use your help to make this happen. So stay tuned for that towards the end of this episode. But with that, thank you all so much. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and subscribe. And I'll say this again at the end of the podcast. And don't forget to tell a friend. So let's get into today's episode. Today, our episode is actually going to be shining a very important spotlight on the life and significant contributions of Monica Helms. Now, if you all are unfamiliar with who Monica Helms is, it is a name that is synonymous with the fight for transgender rights and a figure whose influence has left an indelible mark on transgender history. So Monica Helms, who is a transgender activist best recognized for creating the transgender pride flag, which I'm sure all of us or some of us in here, probably if you do identify as trans, it's a good 90% chance that you have either a flag or a sticker with the flag on it, etc. And I want to talk about Monica today because I think it's very important to understand who Monica is and how much she's involved in creating such a phenomenal piece of art, but something that we can all have with us every single day to let us know that we are seen and we should take pride in who we are. Monica Helms, born in 1951 in South Carolina, grew up in a military family and served in the U.S. Navy from 1970 to 1978. In 1997, Monica then transitioned and faced resistance when reapplying to the Phoenix Submarine Veterans Group as Monica, but eventually obviously succeeded, becoming its first woman member during this time. Now, Monica Helms' journey obviously into activism started in the late 90s, and it was during this period that she took her initial steps after all this had went down into the world of transgender rights and advocacy. And her dedication and passion for the cause led her to co-found the Transgender American Veterans Association, which is a pioneering organization that sought to address the unique challenges faced by transgender veterans. Now, Helms became a very vocal advocate for transgender rights as it relates into the military. Now, I know some friends and business associates that I work with who served in the military either during their transition or, you know, after serving their time within the military, transitioned after, and kind of giving me a little bit, not a lot, as I would like. I'll probably should ask more questions, but I'd like to be very, I like to ask the right questions, and I haven't really had time to ask these questions, but I know from their experiences that it was never an easy journey to get assistance to help their transition. And obviously has support within the military as well during their transition. So read a little bit more into that if you get the time. I think it's a very important cause to think about. And also think about how our veterans are being treated, you know, during their service and even after their service as well. But to note on Monica's legacy, perhaps her most visible and universally recognized achievement is obviously the transgender pride flag. Now, Helms had designed this flag in 1999, with each color chosen to represent the diversity and multifaceted nature of the transgender community. And since its creation, the flag has evolved into a global symbol for transgender rights and visibility, flying high and proud at protests and pride events all around the world. Now, as we move into the present day, there is no denying the profound impact of Monica's work. In an era marked by increased visibility for transgender people, the flag that she designed has become a potent symbol of identity and freedom, seen at pride events and protests worldwide. Now, her influence, however, extends far beyond the creation of the pride flag. And throughout her advocacy work for transgender veterans, Helms has opened doors for more inclusive policies in the military and shedding light on issues that were previously overlooked and ignored. Now, her dedication and relentless efforts have not only brought about tangible changes in policy, but have also raised awareness and understanding of transgender issues amongst the wider public. Now, as we think about today's episode, it is crucial to recognize the continuing relevance of Monica Helms' legacy and her work dedication to transgender rights. And her work continues to inspire a new generation, of activists fighting for transgender rights. And her life serves as a powerful testament to the enduring fight for equality and acceptance. The flag she designed, which has also become, like I said, a universal symbol, is a vivid reflection of her dedication and the significant strides made in transgender visibility and acceptance. Now, as always, I like to do key takeaways as it relates to this episode because I think it's very important to just get the high-level overview of what I talked about, just to make it quick and easy, of course, as always. So to get started on that, Monica Helms' Life and Work serves as a powerful testament to the transformative power of advocacy and activism. Her dedication to transgender rights has created a meaningful impact in the fight for equality, paving the way for future activists and change makers. The Pride flag, designed by Helms, has become a universal symbol for transgender pride and diversity. And its unique design encapsulates the multifaceted nature of the transgender community, reflecting the importance of visibility and representation in the fight for acceptance and equality. The co-founding of Transgender American Veterans Association by Helms underscored the need to address unique challenges faced by transgender veterans. And this pioneer organization led to more inclusive policies in the military and highlighting the often overlooked needs of transgender people in service. Helms' relentless effort have not only brought about tangible changes in policy, but has also raised awareness and understanding of transgender issues to a much larger scale. And her work has shed light on previous ignored issues, fostering a greater understanding of the transgender community today. Now, the enduring relevance of Monica Helms' legacy continues to inspire this new generation of activists like myself and others to make sure that we're continuing to fight for transgender rights. And her life and work serves as a beacon in encouraging others to continue to fight for equality and acceptance, especially as we see today in a world where they are taking away our rights. So continue do the work that you do if you are an activist and continue to make sure that you're shining the light on everyone so that we can all be accepted in today's times and in the future as well. Now, before we close, I want to talk about the symbolism behind the colors of the transgender pride flag as explained by Helms. Where do I even start? Monica's words when she donated the original transgender pride flag to the Smithsonian National Museum in 2014, she said, and I quote, "The stripes at the top and bottom are light blue, my apologies, the traditional color for baby boys. The stripes next to them are pink, the traditional color for baby girls. And the stripe in the middle is white for those who are intersex, transitioning, or considering themselves having a neutral or undefined gender," end quote. Now, these words embody the spirit of inclusivity that Monica Helms worked so tirelessly to promote, thus celebrating the diversity within our own community. Now, with that, that is it for today's episode. So I thank you all so much for joining me as we explore the life of and legacy of Monica Helms. Her contributions to transgender history are a testament to the power of activism and the impact one individual can continue to make. Now, before I go, I said I'll mention this towards the end of the episode because I didn't want to ruin the beauty of Monica Helms' legacy. But over the last couple of weeks, we have been receiving a ton of hate email and hate reviews, and I've seen this mostly on Apple Podcasts. I haven't really checked Spotify or Amazon, but I definitely know that it's on Apple Podcasts, where closed-minded individuals, what I would like to say, are leaving hate reviews and negative stars or one stars on the podcast to scare away those who may be interested in learning more about transgender history. And personally, for me, I always just, you know, kind of not pay attention to the bigotry. But for me and how important it is to start this podcast to ensure that we have a safe space for everyone to come and listen to 10 to 20 minute episodes on transgender history, to know that our community has always been around, we have always been present, and that we are not this modern phase of today's times, it hurts my heart to see that they're leaving these comments to steer away children, parents, or whoever may want to listen to this podcast, and let them know that they can come here to listen. So what I want from my listeners, and if you are brand new and you like this episode, if you want to help out as well for your very first time, is to go in to whichever platform that you do use to listen to this podcast and just leave good reviews and let people know that this is a safe space that they can come to learn. I don't ask for too much, and I normally don't do this because I like to let people do it on their own discretion, but Like I said, it's very important for me, and it's mostly for children and young adults who do have the permission, obviously, to listen to this podcast, to learn from me, and take the opportunity to hear about their own history in today's times, and let them know that they've always been seen, and that they should still be seen today. So please, if you have about 5 minutes, maybe less, because it doesn't take long, to please go ahead, leave positive reviews. Please leave a positive comment as well, let people know this is a safe space to come. And also, if you can, let people know that this is happening to this podcast, and hopefully that we can get more hands on deck to let people know that this is available to them. Share amongst any social media that you use, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Yes, you can tag the podcast if you would like, at The Trans Lesson Plan on Instagram and Twitter. And just let people know that I want them here, and that they should come here, and don't listen to the craziness that people are leaving and the very incorrect, inaccurate information on the podcast reviews. And I thank you all so much if you do decide to do that. It means a lot to have support from you all, to continue to listen, to continue to subscribe. So with that, that's how I want to end. So let's continue to advocate for this podcast to be here, to be heard. And let's go out there and make sure that we let people know that this podcast exists. So with that, as always, I thank you all so much for coming in today and listening to today's podcast of The Trans Lesson Plan. It means a lot to have you all here. As I mentioned already, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and parents out there. And until next time, I'll see you all next week. Bye.